open your Bibles this morning for just a little while. I shall be timely. Praise God. Hallelujah. To Daniel chapter 2. I want to pick up at verse 44 and kind of reiterate some things and move on. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. And we're talking about a name. There is a name and a kingdom. Kind of a combination. There's a name. There is a kingdom. I want to talk about the kingdom in connection with the name. And it's been set up. We are just looking back at it so we can have good, clear knowledge, insight, and revelation of who we are, how it came to be, and that it will never not be. Hallelujah. And this is a portion of the interpretation of the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, and Daniel was interpreting this dream. And we won't take the time to go back through the whole dream or the interpretation of it. I just want to pick up on the tail end of it. Amen. And this is what it says in verse 44. Hallelujah. It says, and in the days of these kings, the God of heaven, notice the God of heaven, will set up a kingdom. That kingdom had been set up. Hallelujah. Which shall never be destroyed. Hallelujah. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It's the one that will come and earn the right and will be given the right to rule in this kingdom. And said, this kingdom shall not be left to what? Another people, other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. It shall do what? Break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. This stuff that's going on in the world, it's going to be destroyed. Remember, last week we read about when he said that they would be like when you take your grain and throw to a threshing floor, and I told you about how we did our peas and dry peas, put them in a sack, and we beat them till every one of them would bust out of the hull. And then we would take a And sometimes we'll wait till windy day when this wind wasn't up. Daddy made us get a big old piece of pasteboard and fan while he pulled them out and blow that husk and stuff away. And Satan and what he's done is just huff. You can't grow nothing from huff. Did y'all hear what I said? Stuff come from the seed. We got a seed. Amen. So let me go on. He said that, and these kingdoms, let me start it again. It shall be broken, shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. That's what I want to talk about today. Hallelujah. Inasmuch as you saw the stone which was cut out of the mountain without hand, and that it broke in pieces. What? Come on, follow me now. Let's go together. Broke in pieces what? The iron. You know, iron is not easily broken. But it broke in pieces. Iron, bronze, clay, silver, and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. See, Nebuchadnezzar, if you read his story, because he was such a powerful king, he thought nobody could touch him. Nobody. But you remember God took him, moved him, removed him from his kingdom, made him live out there in the jungle, and he grew fingernail like bird claws. Amen. Feathers. Until he learned that the Most High rules. He found out that he wasn't the chief one. He came back. He said, there is a God. There is a God, Daniel. And see, we got some hierarchies in this earth now. They think nobody can touch him. Hallelujah. And they thought and they're thinking, see, we got people think they can do anything they want to do. But see, I read the scriptures and they are ignorant of it. And you hear ladies when they come up with this, when the issues come up with abortion and all this, you hear ladies say very boldly, it's my body, I do what I want to. No, it's not your, you didn't make it. You're ignorant of the fact that the Bible says, my body and my spirit and my body belongs to God. And you will give an account what you do in this body. Be it you have much stuff or no stuff. But you will, every person lie breathing on planet Earth, whether you believe it or not, but you will give an account what you do in this body. To God. Not Buddhist, not the Muslim, not Hare Krishna, but to God. Because he is the Most High God. And he is sitting on his throne, and he will never be moved from that throne. Hello? Amen. So, and Daniel said, this is the dream. The dream is certain, King, and the interpretation is sure. And Luke says, let's look a little further before we go back to 1 Peter 1 and 2. Luke says in 1:33, Luke Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 33. Are you with me? He says, and he shall reign. See, Nebuchadnezzar thought he was such a superior, he was so superior to everything and everybody because there was not another kingdom greater than his. And sometimes when people get so high in themselves, they think nobody can touch them.